知行英语。Listen and share.
Survive. 鬼眼之屋。I am never alone in my bedroom. I can say that much. There is always someone in the room watching. But that should prove besides the hurry rollover feel when I sleep took place just last month at 3 in the morning.I had my cat curled up beside me in the crook of my arm. He moved suddenly, and then moved away from me. I'm not sure where he went during that time. I was too groggy to notice, but he had the right idea, move. I thought he wanted Al to go to the bathroom, so looking at the clock and grunting, I rolled over to look at his cat dish by the end of my bed. I didn't see a cat dish there.It was quick and more shocked than frightened me at the time, but I saw a pair of eyes looking over my blankets by my left arm. They weren't the cat's eyes. His would glow and reflect moonlight at that hour. These eyes were big, tiny pupils with enormous whites flashing on my bed swam past. The face pale, with its nose hung over the bed's edge. I flipped over to look at my clock.My heart was pounding, and a cold sweat broke over me. I covered myself up to my chin with the heavy blankets, making myself hot and uncomfortable, but too scared to move in fear that it would grab me. I heard the floorboards creak by my back where my head was laying exposed. I still couldn't move. All night long, the boards creaked in my room,and things fell in my closet making the door pound. I didn't sleep the rest of the night and helped to comfort my cat when it came whizzing back up into my arms. Neither of us made a sound, and the cat didn't want to get off the bed until the sun came up.
卧室里绝对不止我一个人，我敢肯定一定有一个人在卧室中窥视着我。除了睡梦中要赶紧翻身的直觉外，上个月一天凌晨3点发生的事情足以证明我的感觉是对的。猫咪本来蜷缩在我的臂弯中，但它突然站起来从我身边离开，我不知道它去了哪儿。我实在太困了，没有心思关心这个，但他是对的，离开。我看了看表，咕咚一声，以为他去了浴室。我翻过身去看放在床尾的猫食碟，他没有找到。当我看到在我左手臂方向有双眼睛在盯着我，当时我只是感到有点惊讶而非害怕。那不是猫的眼睛，因为在这个点猫的眼睛会因反射月光而闪闪发亮，而这双眼睛眼珠的白色部分很大，瞳孔很小，随着床的摇摆闪烁着。他的脸色苍白，鼻子抵在床沿上。我飞快翻身看了看表，我的心狂跳不止，出了一身冷汗。我把厚重的毯子一直拉到下巴处，把自己裹起来。虽然很热很不舒服，但害怕他会抓住我，我只能移动。我听到头边的地板吱吱作响，但还是不敢动。一整晚地板都在吱吱嘎嘎的作响，衣柜里的东西不停掉落，把衣柜门砸得叮咣响。后半夜我一直没睡，一直试着安抚再次回到我臂弯的猫咪。我和猫咪都不出声，直到天亮它才肯下床。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
I am never alone in my bedroom. I can say that much. There is always someone in the room watching.
卧室里绝对不止我一个人，我敢肯定 一定有一个人在卧室中窥视着我。But I should prove besides the hurry rollover feel when I sleep took place just last month at 3 in the morning. 除了睡梦中要赶紧翻身的直觉外，上个月一天凌晨3点发生的事情足以证明我的感觉是对的。I had my cat curled up beside me in the crook of my arm. He moved suddenly, and then moved away from me. 猫咪本来蜷缩在我的臂弯中，但它突然站起来从我身边离开，我不知道它去了哪儿。I'm not sure where he went during that time. I was too groggy to notice, but he had the right idea, move. 我实在太困了，没有心思关心这个，但它是对的。离开。I thought he wanted out to go to the bathroom, so looking at the clock and grunting, I rolled over to look at his cat dish by the end of my bed. I didn't see a cat dish there. 我看了看表，咕哝一声，以为他去了浴室。我翻过身去，他放在床尾的猫食碟，他没有找到。It was quick and more shocked than frightened me at the time, but I saw a pair of eyes looking over my blankets by my left arm.They weren't the cat's eyes. 当我看到在我左手臂方向有双眼睛在盯着我，当时我只是感到有点惊讶而非害怕，那不是猫的眼睛。 These would glow and reflect moonlight at that hour. These eyes were big, tiny pupils with enormous whites flashing on my bed swam past. The face pale.With its nose hung over the bed's edge. 因为在这个点，猫的眼睛会因反射月光而闪闪发亮。而这双眼睛，眼珠的白色部分很大，瞳孔很小，随着床的摇摆闪烁着。它的脸色苍白，鼻子抵在床沿上。I flipped over to look at my clock. My heart was pounding, and a cold sweat broke over me. 我飞快翻身看了看表。我的心狂跳不止，出了一身冷汗。I covered myself up to my chin with the heavy blankets, making myself hot and uncomfortable, but too scared to move in fear that it would grab me. 我把厚重的毯子一直拉到下巴处，把自己裹起来。虽然很热很不舒服，但害怕它会抓住我，我只能移动。I heard the floorboards creak by my bed where my head was laying exposed. I still couldn't move. 我听到头边的地板吱吱作响，但还是不敢动。All night long, the boards creaked in my room and things fell in my closet making the door pound. 一整晚，地板都在吱吱嘎嘎的作响，衣柜里的东西不停掉落，把衣柜门砸得叮咣响。I didn't sleep the rest of the night.And helped to comfort my cat when he came whizzing back up into my arms. 后半夜我一直没睡，一直试着安抚再次回到我臂弯的猫咪。Neither of us made a sound, and the cat didn't want to get off the bed until the sun came up. 我和猫咪都不出声，直到天亮，它才肯下床。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Curl up 蜷缩卷曲，比如说 The child curled up in an armchair to read.
那个小孩蜷缩在沙发里看书。
Curl 的意思是卷曲，它的形容词是 curly， 比如说 curly hair 指的就是卷发，而直发就是 straight hair， 如果是染了的头发呢，就是 dyed hair。
More than， 我们在前几段里已经学过了词组 more than， 这里要学的是 more than， 表示与其说不如说。来看个例子，
This house is more like a school than a church.
这所房子与其说它像座教堂，还不如说它像个学校。与其说不如说，我们还可以用句型 not more than 来表示。这个句型是 more than 句型的一种变换形式。
I'm not more thirsty than hungry.
与其说我渴了，不如说我饿了。
Pound， 这个词可以表示连续的重击，比如说 He pounded on the table， 他连续的重重击打桌子。但在这篇文章中指的是心脏砰砰跳。看个例子， Her heart pounded， 他的心砰砰的急跳着，表示心脏跳动。我们还可以用动词 beat， 例如 The heart beats， 心脏跳动。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。